After days of vain searching, Hawkeye and the Mohicans discover the trail of the Iroquois who hold Cora Monroe captive. Stealing cautiously to the Huron camp, they meet David Gamet, an itinerant singing master, whom the Indians evidently thought demented. David has followed the war party of Iroquois and now tells Hayward the enemy camp is near and that Cora is safe. Hawkeye immediately plans to use him as a decoy. But Hayward decides he will go to the camp also, disguised as a straying entertainer. The young officer and the singer start for the Indian encampment. The two adventurers are hiding in the outskirts of the camp when they hear the yells of a returning raiding party, dragging with them a captive. Hayward cries out, "David, David, it's Uncas, the Mohican."
This is awful, Gamet. We must get the boy away.
I know a tomb that will halt their antics.
Oh, don't be foolish. They mustn't notice us. Don't do anything that will attract their attention. Just wait.
Can you understand this heathen language?
No, but their actions tell us enough.
Why should they make so much rejoicing over a red man?
Oh, don't you understand? It's Uncas, the Mohican. He means more to them than a regiment of English soldiers.
There's Beelzebub.
Who? By the Lord. It's Magua, the sly fox. Oh, if Uncas lives an hour, it'll be a miracle. Listen.
The Hurons are dark. Perhaps the surfer seal is hungry after his long trip. 7 days have I fasted on trail of Hurons. But Uncas will not eat with Lerinar Cecil.
When my young men return, they will bring La Grosse to pass and the long carabine. Then you can eat together.
Have Huron no ear? Twice have my ears heard gun they know. Who of your young men will never come back?
Does the Mohican know he must die?
By your Huron God, let them look on Delaware warrior. Huron men are squaws. They are women. Ours. Uncas has sent many Huron warriors for setting sun. Sent them without food, gun, or moccasin to a happy hunting ground.
And we will send you on the same trail, Mohican.
Will one Mohican life pay for the Huron scalp that hang at my belt? Who made Huron pay at Big Cave? Who made Huron pay in clearing when Dark Hair was rescued? Fill your fire! Make sharp your knife! Uncas is not brave!
You boasting circle! Die!
Oh, he has killed him.
No, but it was close.
Give your tomahawk to Huron squaw!
No! The sun will shine on your shame! Go! Take him where there is silence. We will see if a Delaware can sleep at night and in the morning die.
This gives us time, David. Watch where they take him and come back here with the news. But be careful, friend, and stay away from Magua. He is more clever than the rest.
Aye. Our presence here is already perceived. Here comes one of the chiefs.
Yes. Move away. Let me do the talking. Do none of my brothers speak French or English? I should be grieved to think that none of this wise and brave nation understood the language of the Grand Monarch. His heart would be heavy if he believed his red warriors paid him so little respect.
When our great father speaks to his people, is it with tongue of a Huron?
He knows no difference in his children, whether they be red or white, though chiefly he is satisfied with the brave Huron.
In what manner will he speak when the runner count to him the scalp which 5 nights ago grew on head of Yengeese?
They were his enemies, and he will say, it is good. My Hurons are very gallant.
Our Canada father, do not think it. His ear are open to Delawares, who not our friend. They fill him with lies.
It cannot be. See, he has bid me, who am a man that knows the art of healing, to go to his children and ask if any are sick.
Good. My Canada father, do not forget his children. I thank him. An evil spirit lives in wife of one my young men. Can cunning stranger frighten him away?
Spirits differ. Some yield to the power of wisdom, while others are too strong.
My brother is great medicine. He will try.
I shall be glad to help my red brother. Where is the sick squaw?
She is yonder in cave. Follow me.
What is that? That bear? One of your tame animals?
No animal. It is Great Bear, one of the wise medicine men.
Has he tried to cure your sick woman?
His skill have failed. My brother is great medicine man. He will try. The squaw of my young man will get well.
Is this the place?
This is the door.
Tell your medicine man, Great Bear, to let me go in alone. I do not need his help.
Chief of Huron cannot command medicine man.
Very well. But I shall not need him.
This is sick one.
Oh, she is very ill. It will take a long time to cure her.
But you can do?
If the Great Spirit is willing. But I wish you'd drive this animal away.
Peace, peace. Please be quiet. I go. Let my brother use all his magic.
Gawash Nilu Karamo Agari. Keep away, you beast. Abwati Snarligo.
Great medicine man.
Hawkeye, you.
Shh. The varlets are about the place. Any sounds not natural to witchcraft will bring them back.
What's the meaning of this masquerade?
I haven't the time to tell everything. After you left, I hid old Chingachgook in a beaver lodge. And Uncas and I pushed on here. Have you seen the lad?
He's a captive, condemned to die at sunrise.
And I was afraid so. That's why I'm here.
Go on. The Hurons may return any moment.
After Uncas was taken, I come down close to the lodges to look around. And good luck led me to the spot where one of their famous conjurers was dressing himself for some of his mummery. I wrapped the imposter over the head and covered myself in this bear skin in order to hunt around with more freedom.
You certainly take the part well. I admit you startled me at first.
Have you found the gal?
There hasn't been time. Gallat is searching for her now. What's that? Listen.
Why, she's right here, man, in one of these adjoining caves.
We've got to find her.
You go alone. I will stay here.
Will the Hurons return?
No danger yet. They know a conjurer must take his time. If they do come, I'll play the figure. Go on now. Up over those rocks there.
Cora. Cora. Where are you? Cora.
Oh, don't.
Cora.
I knew you'd come.
Oh. Don't be frightened, my dear. I'm disguised as a medicine man. The Indians don't know I'm here. There now, don't give way. Hawkeye is here too. Can you walk?
I don't know. I've been tied for days.
Let me untie these cords.
Where's Hawkeye?
He's out there in the next cave. Oh, don't be frightened when you see him. He's wearing the skin of a bear like an old medicine faker.
Are the Mohicans here, too?
Chingachgook is safe, but Uncas is a prisoner here in camp. We'll come back for him as soon as we get you away. Now, don't cry, darling.
Oh! Duncan! Magua!
Gawash ni tu naradla.
Magua no all! Magua no who come to camp.
Do your worst. You and your vengeance are alike despised.
Will Paleface speak same words at stake?
Yes, in the presence of your nation.
Lurinor Subtil will see Paleface laugh at torture.
What are you going to do? Haven't you tortured us enough? Duncan! Oh, the bear!
Shh! Stop it, great bear! Fool, they with children and squaw. Paleface, come with Magua.
Stop him.
Good. Take them ropes you took off the gal and tie his feet. That'll delay the plan of the varmint somewhat. How did the imp enter, anyway? Not a soul passed my way since you left me.
I can't say. There must be a secret door here somewhere.
Bring the gal. Bring the gal with me. We'll make a push for the woods by the way we come in.
Impossible. She's fainted, Hawkeye. Oh, Cora. Cora. Oh, it's no use. You go. Save yourself. Leave us to our fate.
Take her in your arms. And bring her into the other cave.
But there's no escape from here.
Do as I say. Every trail has its end.
Yes, sometimes at the torture stake.
Come on. There's some Indian clothes in here somewhere.
And there they are by the couch of the sick woman. It's impossible, Hawkeye.
Wrap the gal in them. Cover her up. We'll make a break for it.
Listen. It's the friends of this squaw waiting for me to call them in. We can't leave by this door.
We've got to try.
But they'll stop us. What shall we say?
Tell them that we've shut the evil spirit in the cave and are taking the woman to the woods in order to find strengthening roots. Practice all your cunning, Major, or we'll never see another sunrise.